AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Investigators in Egypt say they may have a lead into the deadly crash last weekend of a Russian plane. Lead investigator Ayman Al-Mukaddam says it comes from the cockpit voice recording.
A noise was heard in the last second of the CVR recording. A spectral analysis will be carried out by specialized labs in order to identify the nature of this noise.
Investigators are trying to determine if a bomb brought down the plane. Russia and Britain have halted flights to and from the Sinai Peninsula. Hungary's foreign minister has not issued any travel restrictions.
It is an economic and strategic interest of both European Union and Hungary that Egypt remains stable politically and economically as well.
One of the nine flights expected to return stranded British tourists from Sharm el-Sheikh today is on its way to London with 220 passengers. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bernie Sanders are in South Carolina. Women's issues are being discussed. Clinton says equal pay is a major issue.
I do not do a town hall anywhere in America without being asked this question. And for all those Republicans who say this is not a real world problem, I wish they would come to my town halls because I don't know who they're talking to.
Bernie Sanders says the message from conservatives about government involvement in women's issues is inconsistent.
Government health care is terrible. We want to decimate Medicaid, voucherize Medicare. But when it comes to an individual choice, difficult choice that a woman has to make, the government is there to tell her what to do.
The Mississippi State and Pascagoula High School football teams are mourning after a crash that killed a current Mississippi State player and his father, a former Bulldogs linebacker, Keith Joseph Jr. and Sr. This is AP Radio News. A well-known musical is breaking some new ground.
Hello, Dolly. This is Lewis.
A production of Hello, Dolly in Boca Raton, Florida has a man as the lead character. Carol Channing and Barbara Streisand have played Dolly in the past. At the Wick Theater, they got special permission for Leroy Reams to play the part. He also has starred opposite Channing twice and even directed Hello, Dolly. Reams says people can play all kinds of roles now, regardless of their sexual orientation or ethnicity. A dog who ate a barbecue skewer is the winner of a national competition for most unusual pet insurance claim. A 5-year-old boxer from Princeton, West Virginia, named Curtis, beat out 11 other pets in the online voting for Nationwide's Ham Bone Award, named in honor of another dog who ate a ham after waiting to be rescued from a refrigerator. Valerie Mold says Curtis ate a skewer during her daughter's birthday party. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.